Hi, this is Dr. Patrick Cohn with Peak Performance Sports. Today I have a special guest. His name is Andre Becker. He's a lifetime athlete and he's been involved in sports his entire life. As a matter of fact, he's a triathlete and he was ranked number one in his age category 50 plus for 3 years in a row. Now he's been a coach all his life, but more recently he's coached triathlete for 5 years. In addition to that, he's helping athletes improve their mental toughness, specifically triathletes. Andre, thanks for joining me.
And thank you very much for having me.
Can you tell me a little bit about what's the importance of having a good mental game for triathletes and long-distance runners and cyclists?
The mental game, yes. Without the mental game, you are not going to be grounded. Doing cycling and or getting involved in cycling and triathlon is mentally draining because it's long, repetitive. You've got to train day in, day out. And without being grounded, which the mental game does and will give you, you're not going to succeed. It's all about consistency, besides the fact that you need to enjoy yourself. And even the enjoyment is a mental component that's hugely important for you to succeed in whichever sport you choose.
You know, it's such a repetitive sport and much different than other sports. What are the specific demands, the mental demands of that type of repetitive nature where you're going sometimes in a 70-mile event where you're just going for hours?
Cycling is a little bit different than triathlon. Let's talk about triathlon specific. Triathlon, you've got to be grounded and you've got to focus on the process. And not the outcome. Focus on when you're swimming. Focus on the strokes. Focus on getting into the flow of the sport or the discipline that you're busy executing. It is hugely important that you do not get affected by your competitors. Obviously, that is the longer the distance, the more you have to be grounded. So if you are concerned about the outcome of your Ironman race in the swim, you are going to get, you're definitely going to get yourself shortchanged. It is your process and your goals and you working towards you being the best person on that day. So it's all about pacing and being grounded through the process.
When you were winning and ranked number one in your age category, obviously, there were times where the mental toughness was key to your success. So what were those times where you really, really challenged, you know, in your career as a triathlete or an athlete in general, and that you really had to have that mental toughness and that discipline to hang in there?
I distinctly remember going to a race. I'd been first in my age category the previous year by a very small margin. Problem this year was that I broke my toe. In actual fact, I broke two toes. And having gone to the race, not in the best possible condition, the only way for me to get through the race was to focus on the process, focus on being grounded, focus on doing the right things, and hopefully things would work out towards the end, which it did. But it was all about dealing with the pain and putting the pain aside as just another story and focusing on pedal stroke, focus on efficiency in running, focusing on eating, focusing on getting the job done with the best that I could bring to the day. And ultimately, that was the thing that saved me, that the fact that I put the competitors aside and focused on me being in the moment.
So obviously you mentioned a couple of important things there. One is dealing with the pain, obviously has to be hugely important in long distance events. In addition to that, how do you stay focused for so long if you're out there for a 3 or 4 hour competition or longer in an Ironman? How do you stay focused? So let's start with talking a little bit about how do you manage the pain and how do you teach others to be able to manage that pain?
Yeah, that is a good question. Pain, not everyone enjoys pain. Pain needs to become your friend. I always talk about knocking on the devil's door and waiting for him to open the door so that you can live with the devil side by side, devil being the pain. If you cannot do that, you will not be competitive, and you will not be at the sharp end of your game. It is important to live with that pain, and that pain is directly proportional to your goals, and your goals are directly proportional to how driven you are to succeed. So your success and the devil are sitting side by side when it comes to doing your sport. You need to be comfortable with pain.
Excellent. Glad to know that you're friends with the devil. Let's talk a little bit about staying focused for so long, because, you know, it could be really treacherous if you're on a cycle and you're going downhill and you have a long downhill stint. I could see that being really, really dangerous. It's like driving a race car. You cannot lose your focus for 1 second out there. So how do you stay focused on for such a long distance event and be able to enhance your performance instead of getting distracted? And where do you put your focus for those long distance events?
Good. Yes. Obviously something like Ironman is a 9, 10 or 11, 12 hour event, depending on where you are. If you're a top end pro, it's 8 hours, and that's a long day, even for the pros. So how do you stay focused for 8 hours or 10, 11? I'd have to say it's pretty simple. You've got numbers. Nowadays, compared to the days when I started, we didn't even have a computer and couldn't even work out average speed. We just went riding. Nowadays, we've got power and heart rate monitors and. So pretty simple for you to manage your numbers. So you would you'd have parameters that you would work within, and those parameters needs to be managed all the time. You know, on the latest Garmin, you can have 10 different fields that you put in, and that's 10 different fields that you can manage during the race. The bike ride, specifically the bike ride, is really hard, because that's the best part of 4.5 to 5-6 hours on the bike, and it gets really monotonous. So besides the numbers, you can focus, or not can, you have to focus on your nutrition, on the process of riding your bike, the efficiency. And when it comes to downhills, most important, a lot of people don't focus on the downhills and then find themselves involved in accidents. You have to apply your mind when you ride your bike. As I always say, you get punished on the scene of the crime. If you do not focus, you will have an accident, or you will have a mishap. And on the bike is the one place where the mishap ultimately is going to ruin your race. So when I say it's easy, there are a lot of tools out there that you can use to manage the process, and making sure that you are engaged all the time and keeping your mind from wandering, because that's the big thing. When you start wandering, thinking about an argument with your wife or your girlfriend or your financial issues, these things are irrelevant. Be in the moment. You've got the numbers, manage those. And when it comes to downhills, safety first. Really be in the moment. Do not. And that is something that we've seen repeatedly, triathletes crash on downhills. They're focusing, or they're not focusing at all. Their mind is wandering. It's important for your mind to be engaged. Otherwise, you will hit the tar, and that is definitely going to ruin your race. Unlike running and swimming, where you can get away with having momentary lapse of reasons, cycling will punish you straight away.
Yeah, absolutely. I would see that's one of the biggest challenges for long-distance athletes, triathletes, especially in an Ironman event. It's just the ability to stay focused for that amount of time. We're just not wired mentally to stay focused for that long, and it just really requires a special, I guess you could say, special attention to the details, as you're talking about. You know, I've worked with racers from sprinters to rowers to race car drivers. To me, it seems like a lot of times numbers become a limiting factor, especially when you're talking about swimmers. They're always talking about their PR, and they're always talking about split times and everything. But sometimes I think numbers can be limiting for athletes, because they focus so much on the numbers, they panic if they're under the numbers, or they protect if they're doing better than their numbers. So what would you say about split times and look and focusing on numbers, and how is that helpful or how could that be harmful from a mental game perspective?
Yes, you're 100% correct. Numbers in the new world that we live in is starting to become overbearing. People focus on the numbers without actually they're not in touch with themselves. It's in the old days we used to call it the perceived rate of exertion. So you would be able to feel the day where you are. Now the reality with numbers is it's only a guideline and it's only a tool in your toolbox. You need to use that as such. In other words, if you pitch up at the race and you cannot put out your 200 watts like you're supposed to and you can only do 185, then you need to adapt, you need to change, you need to accept it and embrace that particular position that you find yourself in and work with what you have. So yes, agreed, numbers are definitely limiting, and that's where the mental game comes in. You need to understand that it is okay to adjust, and you need to be at peace with yourself when you do adjust, because remember, the conditions most likely have changed on that day, and your 200 watts that you're supposed to put out is based on a perfect day. Today you might have the wind, it might be colder, there might be less oxygen in the air. So you need to apply your mind, as I always say, apply your mind. Numbers are just a guideline. And that's where the mental game comes in, the process. You need to understand the process that you need to adjust the numbers and be at peace with it. This is obviously going to have a bearing on the time that you set yourself to finish the race in. For instance, if you wanted to break 10 hours for an Ironman, you might not break the 10 hours, and that is okay, because the same applies to the guy that you're competing against. And as I've said before, what we do focus on is not the guy that you compete against, but at the end of the day, he is also limited by the same factors as you are. You're on the same race course with the same heat, the same lack of oxygen, and his numbers are most likely down as well. So the point is this: focus on your numbers, focus on your world, adapt, change, and work with what you have.
Yeah, great stuff. And you know, we talk a lot about confidence and confidence in sports. I'm sure it's really relevant to performing in long distance events as well, really in any sporting endeavor. When it comes to confidence and other competitors, could you talk a little bit about how, you know, on the start line, athletes might be looking around at other competitors and getting psyched out because what, you know, the people on the start line, the other competitors have done, you know, in their career or have done recently, and, you know, and how does that get into triathletes' heads, hurts their confidence when they start making comparisons to other competitors? And then how do they deal with that specifically if you're racing against other guys or gals that maybe have a better record than you?
That is always a problem. You pitch up at the race and everyone's always trained more than you have. They're always in better condition than you are. And they're always looking leaner and meaner than what you think and feel. So for me, I've gone to many races and a number of world champs to know that this is about me, myself, and I. Those three guys need to be happy. I need to focus on the process. I need to cut these other people out of my life. I need to make sure that I do the best that I can with what I have. How do you get motivated? Well, your motivation is directly proportional to your goals and your belief in yourself. And your belief in yourself is always directly proportional to having done things. So it's important to go out there and do things. And sometimes it's not going to work out. Sometimes you're going to make mistakes. But you have to go out there and do it. And once you've put a peg in the ground, whether it be your first Ironman or going to Kona, once you've gone to Kona once, when you go back there a second time, you've learned what not to do. And then you can improve on it. And whether the other guys are better prepared than you are, you have to work with what you have. And you need to learn things your way. Your confidence will come from actually going there and doing the race. Don't talk about what you are going to do. Go out there and do it. Be in action. No one has ever talked themselves into action. Action is only done with you engaging in the process and learning from your own mistakes and improving on it. No one has ever improved by not learning from their own mistakes.
Yeah, Andre, certainly past success is super important. I think going out there and doing it, as you say, experiencing, having that past success, having that past experience. But let's not discount, if you're an athlete, you come from other sports, you have this belief in your ability, and that belief in your ability can carry you a long way. If you feel like you're talented, if you feel like you've got the right muscular setup, you feel like that you have flexibility, you have stamina, all of those things I think can contribute to having confidence in your game as well. Because one of the things that I struggle with working with athletes is that if I don't have past success, if I haven't done it or I haven't experienced, then where do I get confidence from? You know, so that's always a big question that I get from athletes. And I believe that comes from having a belief in your God-given abilities and your training, your work ethic, your coaching that you've received. So there's a lot of areas I believe that you can draw confidence from other than just focusing on the fact that you've had the experience, you've had that past success. So let's not discount those areas as well. If we were to talk about, we've talked about focus, we've talked about dealing with pain, we've talked a little bit about confidence as well. What about the composure? Do you feel like composure comes in? I mean, you mentioned quite a bit about dealing with conditions, you know, and having to deal with a headwind or when it's cold or rainy. Can you talk a little bit about staying composed under adverse conditions and how do you prepare for that mentally?
That's very interesting. I was running with my buddies on Saturday morning, and everyone's talking about the weather. Everyone always complains about the weather or discusses the weather, and the weather's always an issue. Now, many years ago when I signed a pro contract, one of the first things I was told is a pro never looks at the weather. And that's stuck with me, and it's still very relevant to my training. I don't worry about the weather. I don't focus on the weather. I don't care for the weather. The weather is doing what the weather is going to do. It's your perception or your approach to what is, and whether it be the weather or adverse conditions, it is how you deal with it. So the weather is an excuse for people not to do what they set out to do. In other words, they are not as focused towards their goal as they think they are. So don't look for stories. Whether it be the weather or anything else, it is just a story. I've run in 99% humidity, and everyone first looks at their phones to see what the humidity is before they run, and then they can't breathe. I don't bother looking at the phone or data to tell me how bad the weather is. I just go out, do what needs to be done, because consistency is key to you achieving your goals and ultimately that belief that we talk about. That comes from consistently doing the right thing. Yes, talent is as always a factor that cannot be discounted. But let me tell you, consistently outperforms talent 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah, great suggestions. I love that. Not getting psyched out by the weather, just going out and doing it, and not looking at those numbers and then really psyching yourself out. Great tips today, Andre. I've been talking with Andre Becker, who has been a champion in Ironman 70.3 for 3 years in a row. In addition to that, he does coaching, and you can find him at Fifth Dimension. That's the numeral 5, TH, fifthdimensioncoaching.co.za. Thanks a lot, Andre.
Thank you very much, Patrick, for having me.